Nolte, Latest Biden Shortage is Vital Children's Medicine. By John Nolte on January 2, 2023. Parents now have a children's medicine shortage to add to Joe Biden's ongoing baby formula shortage. A shortage of children's medications is leaving parents scrambling to care for their kids as three potentially deadly diseases permeate the United States, reports Business Insider. More. The explosion of the three illnesses has left parents demanding more medications than stores and suppliers anticipated, leading to a shortage. Everybody is sick, and everybody needs medicine at once. And companies can't keep up with the high demand. Joanna Dolgov, a pediatrician and spokeswoman for the American Academy of Pediatricians, told The Washington Post this month. And with short supply, retailers from CVS to Walgreens to Target have limited the amount of children's pain medication customers can purchase at once. This is not the first report of these shortages. Last week, Breitbart News reported on Target rationing children's medicine. Target is restricting purchases of specific children's medicines as the nation endures what has been dubbed the triplet-demic, a rise in cases of flu, coronavirus, and respiratory syncytial virus, RSV. Shoppers trying to find Tylenol, Advil, and Motrin are only allowed two per transaction on the store's website or inside its brick-and-mortar locations, the Daily Mail reported Tuesday. Last month we learned of an amoxicillin shortage. Among the challenges is a scarcity in amoxicillin, which the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention considers a first-line therapy for bacterial ear infections and other common illnesses in children. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration added amoxicillin oral powder for suspension to its list of drug shortages in late October, stoking concerns among parents, pharmacists, and physicians. Amoxicillin treats infections in everything from the ears to the lungs to the urinary tract. One doctor explained the shortage this way. These shortages have been associated with the uptick in influenza and respiratory syncytial virus, RSV, infections, as well as COVID-19 infections. This has resulted in the hoarding of liquid acetaminophen and ibuprofen, used to treat fever and pain, from several pharmacies, by consumers. The shortage of these products is common in the U.S. Antibiotic usage has increased 46% around the world since 2000. And amoxicillin is a medication that is in high demand globally. Only a few countries produce the active pharmaceutical ingredient for amoxicillin. And some of these manufacturers have also suffered regulatory sanctions and are unable to continue to manufacture and supply these products. Is it unfair, or illegal in Joe Biden's America? To wonder if the uptick in flu and respiratory infections might have something to do with the insane overreaction to the China flu that might have undermined the immune systems in kids. The coronavirus was never a serious threat to healthy kids. Nevertheless, they were masked, put in various forms of quarantine, and protected from germs for up to 2 years. All of this can contribute to weakening a child's, or anyone's, immune system. Then you release these kids back into the world, and what happens? Not only can they get sick, and they have a slightly weakened immune system. So parents buy medicine, and then there is not enough medicine. And kids with weakened immune systems can't get Tylenol. See how this works? The question now is how this was allowed to happen and what is being done about it. We saw what government could accomplish during the early days of the COVID pandemic. Former President Donald Trump got the private sector on board and ensured enough protective equipment, beds, therapies, and, eventually, a vaccine. And yet, we have heard nothing from the Biden administration about a children's medicine shortage that has now been reported on for at least a month. Where's his fraudulency, Joe Biden? Where's Secretary of Health Xavier Becerra? Where's Assistant Secretary of Health, Mr. Rachel Levine? Nothing's being done, and as far as I can tell, the media are mostly ignoring this story. Sadly, this is not surprising. Between the left's obsession with grooming, population control, and abortion, children are now seen by the political establishment as utilitarian and expendable. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.